Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Let's go with the text. A lot of text to Adam and Jordana's show today, too, on grievances and other things. Just had a lot of text on the airline situation, holiday travel. Let's get plenty here for Adam. 651-461-9226. Adam, what would your celebration dance move be if you were a National Football League player?
I'd hand the ball back to the ref and act like I've been there before.
Okay. Didn't realize the ghost of Bud Grant. And enter. All-time celebration.
Billy White Shoes Johnson.
It's so funny. This is where.
Is that the bees doing this?
Honestly, we are the same person. That's exactly what I was just going to say.
Or Icky Woods.
The Icky Shuffle. Remember he had the commercials in?
Yeah, sure.
After he was gone.
Going to get some cold cuts.
Yeah. That's right. So good. The Dion, you know, behind the head.
Yeah.
You know, Dion, pretty good. What about Cam Bynum and all the celebrations he was giving us last year? Did you get tired of those a little bit?
No. Those are great.
All sorts of creative. How about the gunfire? You like the gunfire?
You can't do that anymore, yeah.
The throat
slit.
Jeez, what were we thinking on that one? Let's see. I'm listening via the Odyssey app. First of all, thank God it's working. Bravo. I just got off a flight where there's an aisle seat, a very large woman seated in the middle seat. Does Adam have any tricks or suggestions for this situation? What is Adam Carter's move when it's somebody who's a little bit bigger and they're invading your seat?
What? You can't really do anything. I mean, you can't say, hey.
Is this when you go with insults?
Piggy. Hey, Piggy. Move over, Piggy. No.
No.
You can't do anything. It's life. That's
No.
You don't do like the friendly shove just to like give him a little warning shot.
Yeah.
Like you have a guy who's man spreading with his legs, right? The knees are pointed out.
I should put my hand on their thigh and wink and say,
"Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were right there."
Hi, this is going to be a nice flight.
I did have a concert at the zoo. Much of a zoo concert guy. Now it's right in your hood.
I think I've only been to one
zoo
concert. Yeah, yeah.
All right, next summer,
10 minutes away.
Let's do a little zoo action. And I forget who it was, but big man. Okay. And I get it. He's going to have the wider stance. It's not a Larry Craig situation. But it was like an inordinate wide stance.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm not a short man. I'm just short of 6'1". And I said to him, I go, "Sir, could I just get a little space?" No. And he just looked right back at the show. Like, what should I do? What Lindsey Brown,
do?
What is your move at that point?
this is hard because this is a man-to-man type of thing, and so your tools are not the same that are for me. At my
okay, so what would you let's say this is female-to-female. What do you
say? Then there's some passive-aggressive. There's probably reaching over a lot more. I'm not as complimentary or at least giving them a heads-up. I'm making sure I'm getting my stuff and not getting in their way. But yeah. I suppose once you do the warning shot, and if it's just one of those people that's going to live their life and take whatever space they want, you're stuck.
Yeah.
What are you going to do, start a fight and get taken off and then put on a flight list?
This is a large human being. You're not going to fight at the zoo.
Right.
You know, with some, let's be honest.
It went viral in the wrong way.
Let's be honest. It's some of the zoos, you know, a lot of love songs. Yeah. You know, this isn't, you know, or hardcore or heavy metal. Right. You know, this is, we're all good together. Adam. Whose dead rock star life would you want to live and why? Okay. Elvis, which is going to be your pick. Let's say you can't pick Elvis because he's your guy. Jim Morrison, John Lennon, or Kurt Cobain.
It's giving me the options.
Or we're going to allow you two. Pick one of the three, Morrison, Lennon, or Cobain, or someone else.
I mean, out of those three, I'd probably pick John Lennon. I think he lived the longest. So,
how old?
40? Was he 40 when he?
Probably about that, right? And we just had it. What, December 7th, I think, something like that?
Or what other rock star? I don't know. Like Hendrix, but he was young too.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's good.
I mean, we do have some, like, who would have said, if we're having this conversation 30 years ago, that Keith Richards would look kind of like how Keith's looked since he was like 50?
Right.
And he's with us.
Yeah.
Somebody says, come on, Jerry Garcia.
Yeah, but he was pretty unhealthy.
Pretty?
He had a diabetic coma that he went into. Oof. And should have died then and then kind of came back.
He was persistent.
Yep.
He definitely loved the life. How old are your guys with fish?
They're your age, so they're all 60.
60?
Yep.
Do they seem relatively?
Yeah, they're all pretty healthy guys.
Pretty healthy. They look fairly fit.
They're all nerds. They're not like rock star. Like Trey is the lead. He had his substance
Astancio,
abuse issue.
Or how do I say his name?
Anastasio.
Anastasio.
But he cleaned up and. Yeah, they're all total nerds.
I have a friend who has moved, maybe even this summer, hypothetically, and gets along with his neighbors or her neighbors. Mm-hmm. I don't know who this might be, hypothetically. And maybe one of the neighbors has a dog that they like.
Yep.
But it appears the dog wants to poop and pee in the new person's house.
Yeah.
Right? Not in the house, excuse me, in their yard, right? And it's not like we got to go to war over this, but it appears to be getting annoying, including to hypothetically people who are friends with this homeowner and keep saying, you should say something.
Yeah.
What should this person say to said neighbor?
I think just try to, as politely as possible, say, hey, I know it's tough. I've been there, but your dog's coming over in our yard a lot, and I'm having to pick up dog poop, and I don't own a dog, and I don't want to have dog poop in my garbage. It's, or just leave a sack of poop on their lawn.
So.
Or in their mailbox.
Accumulate said poop.
Yeah.
Leave it right outside the front door. That
sends the message.
Would be a subtle message, yeah. I think. Plenty more for Ask Adam Anything. Leave Mike right when we come back. We could use phone calls. We'll take phone calls. Lots of texts coming in. Plenty of topics to discuss all throughout the day. But right now, it's Ask Adam Anything. We're live. This isn't replay. This isn't AI. That's coming in about 2 years. And then
tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, what era of Lindsey Brown's life are we living in? That's her music theme. It's taken me a while to figure out, but yesterday was 2007-8-9 housing bubble. Music.
Jams. Housing bubble jams.
Housing bubble jams.
Bubble jams.
Your formative years. I was in high school during the great
doesn't want to think back to the housing bubble?
Right.
You know?
Sell short. Great art usually comes out from tough times.
Yes, that's true.
That's how it rolls. Today's theme is an honor for all of those who are traveling from party to party or maybe being handed off in a McDonald's parking lot somewhere. Sometimes you got to keep the spirits high. And so I've got some music to help keep those spirits high and not overdo the Christmas music. I'm going to try to work in one per hour, but the rest are just...
So we got kind of thumping music.
We're thumping. Some thumpers.
Thumping.
Some thumpers.
Maybe after some thumping, too. I don't know.
Well, I don't know what kind of Christmas list you have.
Well, you're saying passing somebody along at a McDonald's parking lot. That sounds like just, hey, we cooked up and...
No.
Left the car here at McDonald's.
This is the custody handoff as you're going from family to family. You just haven't had the experience. It's a great time.
651-461-9226. If it's not a residence, where is your custody handoff? Is it a McDonald's? Is it a Perkins?
Holiday Superstore.
Depending about how... dicey the situation is at a police parking lot. You know, there could be some, that's not like, you know, if you're on the holidays and it's getting kind of ugly with the ex, not a good time.
Not fun.
Not a good time. Mike has called in. Mike, Merry Christmas. Thanks for helping us out all the time, sir. What do you have for us today?
Merry Christmas to you folks too. And your producer is adorable. I think I combed my hair before I got on the air.
Wow.
She made me sit up straight.
Yeah.
Told me to be appropriate.
Oh, so Dave does not do that.
No, Dave's just like, let her rip. But yeah. Lindsay was like,
yeah,
we want you to be appropriate.
Yeah,
now.
All right. That's a lot. Yeah.
She's a gentle woman.
Yeah, she's a stickler.
Yeah. Anyway, the other day you were, Adam, talking about Gen Z not drinking but using a lot of THC.
Mm-hmm. Or having sex, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are they doing?
So my question is, well, then why are they so uptight?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, probably because they're not having a cocktail.
Have a cocktail, throw
chill
down
out
with somebody, and then drop them off in McDonald's parking lot. Yeah. I mean, it's a lot better.
Yeah.
The good old days.
Yep. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate that. Somebody says Walmart parking lot.
Ooh. Mm.
Always fun. Ugh. Not. Oh, yeah. That's. Yeah. When you just got to go to a giant parking lot, you know, and do the kid exchange and then the kids. What's the kids' mood? Do they have a favorite at that point?
Yep.
I mean, this is what Christmas is all about, right? Just. VFW for a bloody afterwards.
There you go.
Where does Adam Carter stand on a Bloody Mary?
There was never more than one.
Yep, with you.
A really good bloody is really good, though.
I agree with you.
Like, the best Bloody Mary I ever had was in Las Vegas. It was made with gin, and it was about $36.
Yeah.
but it was dynamite.
Oh, did we have a lot of ornaments? Did we have
not
a
too
lot?
Much. All I need is a chunk of cheese and an olive. That's pretty much it. Maybe a little bit of a beef stick, but that's it.
Yeah. Some
no salt around the room, no celery salt.
Some I'm a, you know, margarita no salt either. Or?
No,
I like just a little bit. I had one when I went on a little golf trip a couple weeks ago, and I thought this is either my first or second bloody. I just something strikes me, but I don't want them on a regular basis.
No,
you know, but they can work. Also, I did jot this down. Listen to you today, and you said at one point, you know, I've learned to love wrapping presents. And I went, this is one of your moments.
No,
where
100%
you're,
true.
You're full of it. No, you're full of it.
100% true. Now, it helps if I have some of this stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But
who bought you a little wine?
Very nice bottle of wine. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, yes.
Yellowtail, a great year, too, by the way.
Do you really enjoy?
I do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And do you have some skill to it?
Like I said, the first two are rough.
Yeah.
But then when I get the hang of it, you know, I'm like, okay.
I'm just perpetually mediocre. So my ritual is, and I'm further behind now than most years. Are you done with your shopping right
Pretty
now?
Much.
I need help.
Yeah.
I need help. Like I even said, yeah, well, I need a lot of help. Yeah. You know, I even sent Nathan out today with Q to get one gift. And I am going to be out. Q's going to Kathleen's when he normally doesn't because she's got something going tonight. And then Kathleen always has kids Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
I always have Christmas Day. But because we get along so well, two-thirds of the time I'm at her celebration on Christmas Eve. She's for sure at my house Christmas Day. But I'm out there on Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve is an underrated,
100%
excellent shopping day.
I went to the Mall of America one time on Christmas Eve. Maybe 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock.
What was
it was
that
a
like?
Ghost town.
Okay. See, we, Q and I, we must have been a pack with the devil because we went to Ridgedale Sunday. And it was a meet Minneapolis crowd out there. I think there were 7 million people at Ridgedale because we had to get a couple things specifically from there. And I heard you today, too, when we were talking about the percentage of things. Was it bought with a Visa?
73% of people buying, or 75 maybe, people actually buying their gifts at brick-and-mortar stores.
I'm with you. I don't believe it.
I don't believe it either.
No.
I mean, no offense to Ryan, our great temporary producer, fill-in guy.
Yeah.
He was a...
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, Dave Josephson, where is he in, like, Botswana right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
He'll be back tomorrow.
There was a text raving about him, and you're like, oh, he's fantastic. Why don't you just stick the shiv right in Dave's back?
Yeah, Dave Josephson, sees that, like, what an ass.
I'm going to screenshot that, you know. So, yeah, I end up putting in, I'll put on a show or so that I like.
Yeah.
And just end up with the Christmas wrapping at that point. Let's see. Steve has called in. We're going to go to 5850.
Do you do Debbie Does Dallas 1 or 2 while you're wrapping gifts?
I go to Porky 7. Yeah.
The best one.
Because that's the best one. That's when it gets
Porky's in Paradise.
That's when it gets to Shakespearean.
Yes.
You know? Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah. Well, this question is for Adam.
Yeah.
When you were on your holiday extravaganza in Europe, did you find that when you've been to one Christmas market, you've been to them all?
Pretty much. There was a little variation, but not much. Some are just more aesthetically pleasing than others, but yes, a lot of the same trinkets, a lot of the same food, and same drink.
Well, it's a little bit like this. Okay, la-di-da, traveling to Italy a couple times. And if you go to a number of cities, Steve, and there is another church that is, you know, just enormous, and it's from the 1500s. Mm-hmm. And then we go to this art area where just unbelievable art. They're amazing. But if day after day you go, it's hard to separate him a little bit. Mm. But, of course, then I could tell you every golf hole I played 42 years ago. So It's a bit.
Chad Arman says people in the Renaissance, not very creative people.
Hey, freshen it up a little bit. Where were the dogs playing poker, okay? Why can't we have more of that? Steve, thanks so much. I love you.
I love you too.
And our friendship is a huge part of my life, and I hope you have a tremendous Christmas.
Likewise. How can I say ditto and mean it?
Ditto. Same to you, big guy.
Hey.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.